This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, May 20th, 2022. This edition from the Greene County Fairgrounds in Xenia, Ohio, the site of Hamvention 2022. And the gates open at 9 a.m. on Friday for the 70th reunion edition of Hamvention, expected to be one of the largest ever. Hamvention officials report there are over 450 vendors and, of course, the big flea market. The ARRL Expo is in the Tesla building, that's building number 2, where a team of 80 is waiting to help answer questions about amateur radio and present forums on important amateur radio programs and events. A new app is available for download on any mobile device at ARRL.org. The app will help you navigate the Hamvention and provide updated information. The 2022 Hamvention runs through Sunday, May 22nd. The Armed Forces Day crossband test held this past weekend produced impressive results. Frank Donovan, W3LPL, reports good band conditions and participation resulted in over 800 contacts with 331 on single sideband. Donovan also reports that cooperation of amateurs as secondary users of 60 meters was outstanding with no interference, and all 24 stations that signed up for the exercise were active at some point during the exercise. NSS in Annapolis, Maryland, where the exercise originated, was operated by the U.S. Naval Academy Amateur Radio Club, supported by members of the Potomac Valley Radio Club from the location of the 1918 NNS Naval Station. QSL NSS cards are available from K3UL. A self-addressed stamp envelope would be appreciated. Vibroplex has entered into a purchase agreement to acquire all operating assets related to the sale and servicing of SPE Expert Linear Amplifiers from Expert Linear Amplifiers in America in Magnolia, Texas. This includes agreements for the exclusive sale and service of SPE Expert Amplifiers with the United States and Canada. An SPE based in Rome, Italy, has also agreed to provide an extension of existing distribution agreements as part of that transaction. Vibroplex has taken over the exclusive U.S. and Canada distribution and service of SPE Expert products effective May 1st, 2022. Scott Robbins, W4PA of Knoxville, Tennessee, owns Vibroplex, and for more information about Vibroplex, visit their website at www.vibroplex.com. W1AW, the Hiram Percy Maxim Memorial Station, located at ARR headquarters in Newington, Connecticut, is fulfilling QSL card requests with a commemorative card celebrating the Amateur Radio Transatlantic Communication Centennial. A special card will be issued for all W1AW QSL card requests for contacts made with the station from December 11, 2021 to December 31, 2022. The historic transatlantic test of 100 years ago contributed to the dawn of international amateur radio communications. U.S. amateurs contacting W1AW, who would like a QSL card, should send their card directly to the station with a self-addressed stamped envelope. International stations may confirm receipt of transmissions directly to W1AW with one IRC or via the W1 incoming QSL Bureau. On June 12, 2022, the Blackstone Valley Amateur Radio Club will mark the 250th anniversary of the burning of the British tax collection ship HMS Gaspee in Narragansett Bay, Rhode Island. The club will operate a special event station from the site at Gaspee Point on June 11th and two stations, W1G and K1G, from June 4th to June 20th. A special certificate to anyone who works both W1G and K1G will be available. No charge for postage or certificate. Details are available at www.w1ddd.org. Here is the AMSAT report from Bruce Page, KK5D0. For anyone not at the Hamvention, here is a quick what's happening in the satellite world. The radio in the Columbus module of the ISS is configured for cross-band FM repeater with 145.990 MHz up PL67 and 437.800 MHz down. The radio in the service module is powered off. Adrian, AA5UK, will be operating from the Cayman Islands in EK99 as Zulu Foxtrot 2 Alpha Echo from June 2nd through the 3rd. You can follow him on Twitter at AlphaAlpha5UK or the Zulu Foxtrot 2 Alpha Echo. He may be able to rent a car and head over to FK09. Ian, K50M, is operating from Hawaii now through May 26th. In radio sport contesting for May 21st, there's one on tap for May 21st through the 22nd. That's the SARL VHF UHF Digital Contest. Then on May 21st, the UNDX Contest, CW or phone there. On the 21st also, the Yoda Contest, CW or phone. May 21st through the 22nd, Nazart Sangster Shield Contest, CW. May 21st through the 22nd, His Majesty King of Spain Contest. And on May 25th, the SKCC Sprint CW. And for upcoming conversations and conventions and HamFest, June 3rd through the 5th, CPAC hosting the ARRL Northwest Division Convention. That's in Seaside, Oregon. June 4th, the Atlanta HamFest hosting the ARRL Georgia State Convention in Marietta, Georgia. And on June 18th, Knoxville HamFest, an electronic convention, hosting the ARRL Tennessee State Convention in Knoxville, Tennessee.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.